This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Bernie Broccoli and weirdos like you. Thank you.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
And here we are already with the 38th episode of 11 Point Caller. In case you haven't figured it out by now, I'm that J.D. Hansel who hosts this little podcast that's all about Jim Henson and the Muppets. This time we're taking a look at Sesame Street's Murray Monster, who you may know from the Word on the Street segments. But I can't do that until I tell you how to contact me and or express your appreciation of what I do by clicking like buttons. So, if you go to boobersblog.com, that is currently where I dump most of my Muppety articles and artwork, as well as all of the episodes of this podcast, including those that I don't think you can listen to on iTunes right now. I've been doing this show for a year and a half now, or just about, and I still haven't figured out all of the technical problems. But if you'd like to help me figure them out, or criticize me for not knowing what I'm doing, send me an email at jd11pc@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at JD11PC. The Facebook page is facebook.com/JD11PC, but you can also look around for Muppet Youth activity on Facebook, and that's usually my doing as well. So, with all of that out of the way, I'd say it's trivia time. Harry Belafonte guest starred in one of the most memorable episodes of The Muppet Show. He enjoyed the experience and working with Jim Henson very much, so he appeared in quite a few other productions that involved Jim and or the Muppets. In which of the following productions did Harry not make a special appearance? A. Sesame Street. B. Of Muppets and Men. C. The Muppets Celebrate Jim Henson. D. The World of Jim Henson. Or E. People Profiles Jim Henson. The correct answer is Of Muppets and Men, which was a good documentary, but didn't talk too much about the kind of person Jim was. In many other documentaries, though, Harry talked about Jim's excitement to do the big African number, Turn the World Around.
What Jim knew was that there really isn't any difference between us. And if we can take the time to understand each other, together, we can turn the world around.
We come from the water, living in the water. Go back to the water, turn the world around. We come from the mountain, living on the mountain. Go back to the mountain, turn the world around.
Do you know who I am? Do I know who you are? See, we one another clearly. Do we know who we are?
Do you know who I am?
Studies in Henson history.
Let's start our examination of Murray with some information about his performer, Joey Mazzarino. Joey has been writing for Sesame Street for over 20 years. He wrote the lyrics to I Love My Hair, which was inspired by his daughter. He co-wrote Elmo in Grouchland, Muppets from Space, and Kermit's Swamp Years. He's performed characters such as Papa Bear, Stinky the Stinkweed, Columbo, and many more. By Sesame Street's 40th season, he had become head writer. Since the old days of Sesame Street, segments featuring Muppets interacting with kids have been very common. It used to be Frank Oz or Jerry Nelson sitting by a stool that had a kid on it, talking or saying the alphabet or counting, etc. In later years, though, Joey Mazzarino was the guy who would talk to the kids. He usually ended up doing these interviews using Papa Bear or Broccoli, and it just didn't work out very well. Joey remembered seeing a certain puppet named Phil when he was in Egypt helping out with their Egyptian co-production of Sesame Street that he thought looked really great. It had a big underbite which he thought would be a lot of fun to work with. When he came back to the United States, he found that they had just built an orange version of the puppet he saw. He told Kevin Clash, who was the puppet captain at that time, not to let anyone touch that puppet.
I think it was either a kid named it or somebody on set said, what about Furry Murray? And I was like, Murray was my grandfather's name. Let's go with Murray. And we started interviewing kids, and it took off from there that marketing wanted to do Word on the Street. who can we do it? And they liked what these interviews, even though we didn't know who really Murray was yet. They went and they took a chance and said, let's send this puppet out on the street.
What does the word subtraction mean?
Subtraction is when you take something away.
You take it away. And where do you bring it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Say you take away something, but where do these things go when you subtract them? That's what I'm talking about, Bob. Where do they go?
This is so much fun. It's my favorite kind of thing. It's unplanned. It's unscripted. What can we do? We have 4 hours to shoot here. What do we do?
Now, whenever someone asks me your most embarrassing moment, I never have an answer for that.
But now you have one.
I now have one.
I was talking to a puppet on the street, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. What I love about it is sort of being able to just grab a person off the street and talk to them with a puppet. Because all of a sudden, I don't care how old they are, they see a Muppet and they just get so excited about it. And when you talk to them, they get lost in it. And sometimes we do set up like, oh, you're going to come and talk to it. But they're mostly normal people. And sometimes they're just people coming by the street.
I transform from me into a superhero.
Seriously?
So it's great to see a neighborhood's reaction. And the reaction to Sesame Street in the neighborhood is great. We had one woman, we're out there in Brooklyn. She's smoking her cigarette. She says, who's filming here today? And we said, oh, it's Sesame Street. Oh, stay as long as you want.
Who are you?
That's you.
Who am I?
You look like Abraham Lincoln.
I look like Abraham Lincoln? The disguise has worked. My perfect Lincoln disguise. Ha ha ha.
While Joey likes to keep Murray mostly isolated from the rest of the characters, he has appeared with them a few times. Usually, however, the only other Muppet he appears with is Ovejita, who is a little lamb performed by Carmen Osbar. They appeared together in the Sesame Street recurring segment, Murray Has a Little Lamb. And now, the closing clips.
Hi, I'm Murray from Sesame Street, and I'm looking for the word on the street. What's the word on the street?
Proud.
What does the word proud mean?
Be very happy with yourself.
Because you know you did something good.
Yeah. Or like happy for someone else.
Like this is something very hard and they just did it.
What do you get proud of?
When I do good in school.
When I score a lot of goals in soccer.
Keep listening for the word proud today on Sesame Street.
Proud.
That's the word on the street. Proud. Did you know in school you have to focus and pay close attention? Let's practice. Pay attention and listen to how many times I clap. Let me do it again. Pay attention. Now it's your turn. Clap the way I did. Way to pay attention. I think you're ready to go to school. Come on, let's follow my little lamb. Well, hold on a second. Where is my little lamb? Ovejita! Ovejita! Ovejita!
Hola, Murray!
Tell us, Ovejita, what school are we going to today?
Por aquí!
Oh, we better follow that little lamb!
Murray has a little lamb.
Yo, Murray has a little lamb who wears a little bow.
Go, Murray!
Together they go everywhere. Amigos like to go.
Murray!
Follows her to school each day. They run, they spin, they leap. Yo, everybody loves to see a monster and his sheep, and they all say,
Murray has a little lamb.
Whoa, what school is this?
Rock climbing school.
Oh boy, Stephanie.
Yes.
Tell me, what are we gonna do in rock climbing school?
We are gonna learn about all of the different things that you need for rock climbing.
Okay, well, what do I need for rock climbing?
You need shoes, and then you need a harness. And then you take the rope that you're gonna use to climb, and then you tie it into your harness so that you can stay safe.
Oh, that's good.
And then you can get to the top successfully.
What do you like best about rock climbing?
I like it because it's a challenge for me, and I like challenges.
You like challenges. When you first started climbing, were you able to get up the wall right away?
Not right away. It took a couple tries, but practice, practice, practice.
Practice, practice, practice. That's good advice, Oscar. So I noticed on the wall there's a lot of colorful things. What are those called on the wall?
So the things that you grab onto, those are called holds.
Holds.
And then the holds also have nice colored tape underneath. The tape tells you where you need to go. And then you want to think about what you're doing and strategize.
Strategize? What does that mean?
You want to look to see the best way to get from the bottom to the top.
To the top.
here I go. That didn't work, Stephanie. What'd I do wrong?
Well, quick question. Did you think about it before you started climbing?
No, I actually just started to climb.
Yeah, so before you start to climb, you want to always make sure to strategize and make a plan.
Oh, but how do I do that? Natasha, are you going to climb?
Yes.
Show me your plan.
I'm going to get my feet and my hand onto the starting hold and follow the orange tape.
Okay. What's she going to do next?
Nice job. Stand up nice and tall and reach up for that one.
Whoa!
Yep, there you go.
She's almost to the top!
That's it. Nice reach. Yep, that's it.
Wow! She did it!
Nice
job. She made it! That was great planning! Oh, do you think I can do that?
Anybody can do it.
All right! Overheeta and I are strategizing how I can make it up the wall. Want to see if my plan works? Check it out. Think I'll go to that one. Flip up. And then I'm going to go up to that one. Now I'm going to put to that blue one. How am I doing, Overheeta?
Muy bien, Murray!
Oh, almost there! I made it! My strategy worked! Oh boy! I love rock climbing! And I love going to school! Hey, Cheyenne, what did you... You have a picture there. What is it?
It's a picture of me and my mommy.
That one says Cheyenne and that says mom. Your sister told me about your mom. And she said, well, she said, she used a big word and I never heard of the word, incarcerated. Did you ever hear that word?
Yeah.
And what does it mean, incarcerated?
When you're in jail.
When you're in jail. And I told your sister because it happened to me. My uncle was in jail when I was younger. And it was hard. It was totally hard.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got
a hug.
Yeah, I'll take a hug. Is it hard for you like it was for me?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? What's hard about it? Like, what's the hardest part of it?
You know, when I'm traveling and then I see children with their mothers and playing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder how it feels to be like that.
How long have you and your mom been apart?
A few years.
A couple years. What kind of feelings do you feel?
Sometimes sadness, sometimes I cry.
What do you do when you feel sad?
I either lay in my bed and draw or something.
So you draw, that helped you feel better when you draw?
Yeah.
Do you ever go and visit your mom?
A few times. Just go see her, time with her.
It's hard to leave,
but...
What happens when you have to leave?
I feel sad because you're not going to be able to see her.
Can you talk on the phone to her or no?
She makes me sing to her all the time.
Do you sing?
Yeah.
Can I hear you sing?
Sure, but I don't know what to sing.
Are you good at Twinkle Twinkle?
Sure.
Let me hear that together. One. Okay, let me hear you first. Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Cheyenne, you have a lovely voice.
You too.
Thank you. Can I get a hug?
I like your nose.
Thank you. I like your nose.
All right, that's all the time I have for this show. So until next time, waka waka, wubba wubba, weeba weeba. God bless everyone.
To Sesame Street.
We don't even know how to get out of this stupid theater box.